USA Radio News.
Stocks are falling on Wall Street as disappointing earnings are being reported. The market lost all the gains it had made this year today when the Dow fell 552 points. Both the NASDAQ and S&P 500 were also down. President Trump was asked if he's worried about the markets.
I think your tech stocks have some problems, but that'll come back. But no, I think we're going to do very well.
The president also submitted written answers to special counsel Robert Mueller's questions in the ongoing Russia investigation. Security will be very tight for the 92nd annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. New York City Police Chief Rodney Harrison reminds you to leave that drone at home.
People like to use them, but they're just not appropriate in New York airspace or at these events.
As part of a White House tradition that dates back all the way to Abraham Lincoln, President Trump pardoned two turkeys. The turkeys' names were peas and carrots. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The CDC issued a warning that you should not eat romaine lettuce in any form. So far, 32 people across 11 states have gotten sick from eating romaine lettuce that was contaminated with E. coli. With cold weather returning to most of the nation, it's time to review the safety reminders concerning the use of space heaters. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
For instance, experts and fire officials say people should never plug a space heater into an extension cord or a power strip. They say doing so is a major fire hazard, as extension cords and power strips are just not designed to handle the energy load of a space heater, which can cause the extension cord or power strip to overheat and potentially catch fire. Heating elements within a space heater can reach temperatures over 500 degrees. So they say they should always be plugged directly into a wall unit and watched very closely when in use. Also, keep them several feet away from anything combustible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
A federal judge has ruled against the Trump administration's ban on asylum for immigrants. Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He explains what this ruling means.
What the judge just told them is go ahead and cross the border illegally. Instead of going through a port of entry, which is a legal process, the judge just encouraged them to break our laws, cross the border illegally, drain Border Patrol resources, because then we have to deploy our resources to those areas to take them into custody. This is the wrong decision. It's the wrong message to send, and this is what is spurring these caravans to continue to come as we see caravans stacking up upon caravan. It's very disappointing that a judge would take this stance to encourage lawlessness.
Judd next describes some of that lawlessness that we're seeing on the border.
So you have to look at the 500 criminals that are there. You also have to look at them rushing a port of entry. What the American public has to understand is that they're sitting at the largest land port in the entire nation. This land port generates billions of dollars to the American economy on a yearly basis. When these people threaten to rush the port of entry, they're going to close it down, and they're going to stop up this legal traffic that's coming through that generates this revenue. And that's just wrong.
Judd was speaking there on Fox News. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.